Welcome to Chat About, sponsored today by Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Refrigeration and Bemidji Chrysler Center, Honda of Bemidji. Jeff Hack is the chair of the Bemidji 31 Education Foundation. He'll tell us what that's about and a big event they have coming up tomorrow night. It's all coming up on Chat About. Jeff, welcome back to the show. You've been on the show a number of times when you're on the school board. And
I have, yes.
Still involved in the district.
Yep, you can't get rid of me that easily.
Okay. Well, Jeff, tell me about the Bemidji 31 Education Foundation. What is it?
So the Bemidji 31 Education Foundation, our mission is to provide resources for local educators. So there's lots of things that educators want to do that their budget just isn't built for, right? So these things are science projects, field trips, extra musical instruments, equipment for PE classrooms, all kinds of things that they want to do, but budgets just don't allow for. Every year we have an impact grant period, which actually starts right now and runs through the Wednesday before MEA break. Teachers are able to apply for up to $1,500, and our goal is to make this super simple, right? So a two-page application, period closes just before MEA break. Our goal is to get cash in their hands by the 1st of November.
And what is that cash used for?
So a very wide variety of things. So I just came from Horace May, Mr. Zach McDermott there. He's used those funds to purchase a 3D printer for his third graders. And then in subsequent years, purchased more consumables for that 3D printer. The folks at Gene Dillon, they have what's called Eagle Eye News. So it's an in-house news network that's its content is created by the fourth and fifth graders.
Oh, wow.
It's very entertaining. Anyway, so we've been able to help them over the years provide additional AV equipment. There's a really special program that happened last year, and this is a good example of the partnerships we're able to make. Ms. Hand at Horace May, there's outdoor classroom space there, quite a bit of it, but they have several children that aren't able to access that because of physical limitations. She was able to purchase two, for lack of a better term, off-road wheelchairs, so these special ed students can experience those outdoor classrooms. We were able to be a modest part of that campaign, so we were able to partner with other folks to provide funds so she could get those wheelchairs for those students.
So how long has this fund been around? How did it get started? Whose idea was it?
Well, that's a good question. So the fund has been here for quite some time. Our seed money really is leftovers, right? So many years ago, the district housed all of their scholarships at one financial institution in town. And when it moved to the Northwest Minnesota Foundation, which we're a part of, and they're an invaluable resource for us, there was a fund that more or less got orphaned. And it sat there for about 15 years, growing as they do. Myself and a few of the other school board members at the time decided that our peer districts have foundations like this, and we should really look at making one. And in the process of creating this foundation, we stumbled onto these funds that were earmarked for this very purpose, but had been left dormant for some time. And that really was a godsend for us. We were able to pick up where those funds left off, so we had money we could give out right away. And start our campaign. And that was probably 5 or 6 years ago. This will be our fifth year of giving out impact grants to local educators. So that's kind of how we started. We are, like I mentioned, part of the Northwest Minnesota Foundation. So they take care of all the paperwork and legal things for us so we don't get ourselves in trouble and manage growing our funds. And we're able to focus on raising more money and sending out these impact grants.
Okay. I think a lot of people know, but some people don't, the amount of private personal money teachers end up spending in their classroom because of the tight budgets they deal with.
Exactly. And that's a very good point. So we encourage teachers when they apply for grants to have a partner fund, right? So maybe the middle school budget kicks in a few dollars and we'll kick in the rest for, let's say, a musical instrument. They purchased a xylophone several years ago. Using that method. Last year, we had a couple of grants where the matching funds were teachers' own dollars, right? So We would purchase an iPad and they would purchase the protector that goes around it. Fairly modest, but these are programs that are important enough to teachers and educators that they're willing to spend their own money to help them along. And it's the least we can do to kind of foot the bill for the remainder.
I mean, imagine, I can't imagine me taking a job, coming to work, and they, by the way, you got a budget for your own pens, your own paper. In fact, yeah. If you need something printed, you're probably going to have to buy a printer.
Right, right, right.
And that's what teachers do.
They do, and they do it on a regular basis. And for me personally, my goal is for that to happen far, far less. It's still going to be a reality, but we're really trying to limit that. Okay. One of the things that makes us different, and I should point at this, from let's say a PTO organization or a booster club, they're a raise and spend organization, right? So if you see the kids running around trying to sell chocolate bars or the coupon books, the money from those usually gets spent in that year or the next year. We're not that way, right? So we raise funds, they go into our endowment, and then we spend the earnings. So our goal is to have community partnerships, like I said, matching funds from wherever we can get them, and be sustainable. So next year, if we never raise another nickel, we're still able to give out funds perpetually into the future. Like I said, it's one of our goals to be sustainable, because otherwise organizations like this kind of come and go with the energy of the folks that are on it, and we don't want to be like that.
Well, Jeff, you're chair of this organization. You've been on the school board, so obviously District 31 and public school education is important to you.
Yes.
Why is that?
A lot of reasons, really. So my mother was an educator at the high school for many, many years, spent her entire career there. My family have all gone to public schools here. My mother-in-law was a public school teacher. My aunt's a public school teacher. It's just kind of a big part of my life. And originally, when I joined the board, it was so I could help with my kids' education. You know, my job at the time didn't allow me to volunteer in the middle of the day, and still doesn't really. And that was a way for me to get involved. As that part of my life kind of closed out, this seemed to be a good way for me to continue contributing, and for it to be honest, a little more fun.
Jeff Hack is my guest. He's the chair of the Bemidji 31 Education Foundation, and you've got an annual event going on tomorrow at a place a lot of people like to go to.
Yes, it's a great place. So Bemidji Brewing puts on what they call a community spotlight event, and they let organizations use their facility for the evening, and in our case, that is tomorrow night, right? So from 3 to 7 on Wednesday the 30th, we'll be at Bemidji Brewing. You can come on down and have an adult beverage or not. Hang out with us. We're raising money through selling commemorative glasses, right? So you show up and you get a pint glass for $10 or a pint glass filled by Bemidji Brewing for $12. And the funds that we raise there go directly to our organization. This year, we've added a food truck to try and draw more folks in. Teresa's Wicked Tasty Food Truck.
Okay.
Which I'm told is really good.
It is.
So we're very excited. Last year, we sold out glasses. This year we purchased some more. Hopefully we have a good turnout as well. It's a high energy event. It's fun.
Well, if people are listening and they're saying, well, obviously obvious way to help is tomorrow.
Yes.
But if they they want to get involved, are you taking new members?
Absolutely. So every organization needs three things: time, treasure, and talent, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's trying to raise money. That's the treasure part. The talent for us really comes from the educators, right? So they're the best PR for us is for them to do great things with the money that we give to them. The last part is time. That's probably the hardest thing for us to come by, is folks that want to pitch in, and they can either be part of the grant process, they can be part of the Bemidji Brewing Night, they can be part of whatever. We'll take as little or as much time from folks who are willing to help us out as possible.
Okay. So the grant process for teachers who might be listening.
Yes.
How do they go about applying for the grants? About how many teachers apply each year?
That's a good question. So you can apply for the grant on our website, BemidjiEducationFoundation.org. There's a grant application form there. I send it out to all the principals and all the administrators, so the grant form is readily available. Like we said, we try to keep it very simple. Every year, last year, I think we had probably 20-ish folks apply. To date, we've given out 36 grants total over our 5 years for about $23,000. Again, this year we're budgeted for $10,000. So hopefully we get a good turnout from the educators. We really try hard to at least partially fund most of the grant applications that come in. So if somebody asks for 3 iPads, we're like, well, we don't quite have enough money, but we can fund one, right? We try to satisfy as many of those applications as possible.
Okay. And I'm assuming there's a lot of creative teachers with a lot of different ideas, that there's a lot of different things you look at every year.
Oh my goodness, yes. So we've had guest speakers. We've had, we helped sponsor a model rocketry program at Lincoln. One of the educators purchased some snowshoes for the outdoor classroom at Gene Dillon. Like I mentioned, Eagle Eye News, which is a great program we've helped sponsor a couple of times. Some of the things we're looking forward to sponsoring more are the experiential learning, so field trips, guest speakers, things of that nature. The list really goes on. Equipment for science classrooms, musical instruments, weightlifting equipment for the gym, all those things that just kind of add a little flair to the classroom.
Off the top of your head, can you think of one truly unique application you've seen in the past?
So like I mentioned, Ms. Hand's application for the wheelchairs, that was really a special one for us. Those were students who could see that outdoor classroom but weren't able to utilize it. And the energy she brought to that application was really something. And really the energy that all the educators bring to it, it's moving. You know, we hear about the 24-hour news cycles and the things we're all supposed to argue about. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, to see the emotion and the effort that the educators put between them and their students, that's what it's about. All the other stuff is just kind of static.
Yeah. Yeah, I if you don't have kids in the district, I don't anymore, but I have, you maybe don't see it, but teachers just, they love their students. They really do.
Yes.
And they really do want what's best for them.
They do. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And the amount of energy that comes every single year is really, it's really something to see. It is.
Yeah.
One other project that was really cool last year. So Ms. Wist at the middle school, she wrote an application for a wood lathe, which seems kind of benign from the outset, but she has a program where she makes duck calls with her students.
Oh,
right.
Nice.
So we've received several pictures back from her with big grins from her students of making their own duck calls. And I'm sure the noise was great that it generated in the middle school.
Yeah. Anything else you want to mention, Jeff, before we wrap it up?
Really, like I mentioned, we're trying to be sustainable. I think we've been good stewards of the dollars we've received. We're always looking for more help. And for any of the educators out there, it's a simple process. If you've never applied for a grant before, give it a whirl.
And if there's any generous people or businesses with some money burning a hole in their pocket,
we'll take it.
It's a great cause.
It's a great cause. So you can find us on Facebook, Bemidji Education Foundation. We have a website, BemidjiEducationFoundation.org. And there's a link to that on the Bemidji Area Schools website as well. So any of those places were easy to find.
And again, tomorrow night's event?
Tomorrow night's event, 3 to 7 at Bemidji Brewing. We will be there.
Okay. Jeff Hack is the chair of the Bemidji 31 Education Foundation, telling us about this great organization he's a part of and their big event tomorrow at Bemidji Brew, again, 3 to 7. Jeff, thanks for being here today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
That about today, sponsored by Bemidji Chrysler Center Honda of Bemidji and Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Refrigeration. Coming up tomorrow on Chat About, we preview the upcoming Beltrami County Dog Show with Ethan Larson. That's it for today. I'm Kev Jackson. Thanks for being here.